Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. Commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella, and I have the honor, the privilege to be with the man, the myth, the legend, Will Coleman. Will, how are you today?
Howdy, Mike. Just running the marathon one step at a time and looking forward to learning from our guest today. Today on the show, we've got Martinez Fedotovas. Trying to say it right. Thank you. And so Martinez is the owner of Beating Alpha Media, which is a social media branding and marketing company that has experience with creating and managing content for a combined $1.4 billion. That's quite a lot of real estate companies. So everyone knows, you know, branding and marketing, especially today and age on social media is very important. So we're excited to have you on the show today. How's it going?
Thank you. Thanks for both of you guys again for joining me today. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the show. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on because Will and I aren't the best at marketing, right? We take pride
Mike's
in being...
Mike's pretty good. Mike's all right. I'm terrible.
I'm just the socialite, so stop it. You're going to make me blush. But I think for a lot of people, when it comes to marketing their business, their selves, even myself, I get kind of not stuck, but I go in this debate of, do I brand myself? Do I brand the company? So when you're starting off, or even if you're experienced, how do you go about being a personal brand versus your company's brand? And how do you move forward with that?
Yeah, so that's a good question. You kind of asked me that question. So give me a little bit of preparation for that. But like, on a serious note, it's up to the people what they want to do. And I have exactly the same discussion with one of the multifamily investors, syndicators, yesterday, and they're creating content right now from company's perspective. And as far as I would tell, again, and the conversations that I had prior to him, those people are not doing as good as other people, because, you know, we as people, I mean, we're talking about approaching people, individuals through social media, which is, again, it's a first kind of, you know, objective that we have to handle. It's not like we can go and shake hands. You know, we're making those virtual handshakes. So we want to give them a little bit more of a kind of human interaction, you know, at the same time. Because, you know, we perceive, at least myself, as companies, when I look at the company, I think about, you know, they're trying to sell me something. You know, at some point that will happen, you know, but when I'm talking with the person, do I like the person? Do I like his approach? There's this kind of likability, you know, approach, you know, which is going to take you, you know, longer ways, and, you know, you can build relationship. I don't know, like, unless you're Coca-Cola or, you know, some of those companies that you can build a relationship from a brand perspective, unless you're this and you have an access capital of billions of dollars, maybe you can do that. But most of the people, if we're going to take a look at the industry, just like multifamily syndicators, of course, like the biggest names, let's say Joe Fearless, people that go and talk about like Whitney Sewell, again, you guys, Jake and Gino, you know, but we're talking about people. We're not talking about the companies. So again, if we just start to create content from a personal level, because that's how people will approach you, kind of more convenient, and it's going to be more kind of relationship. You know, it's a little bit easier to communicate when you talk with people instead of, oh, the company just messaged me, or, you know, there's companies post and I'm like, well, whatever, you know. Unless you're a big company and you're looking to kind of branch out and do more of a kind of, organizational type of, you know, unless you're a couple of billion-dollar company, maybe you want to do that then. But when you're a small business, you're starting out, you definitely want to do it on a personal level.
So maybe start out with, you know, having you be the brand, having, you know, whoever is running the company, that really be the face and the name of the brand. And then once you get to a point where you can evolve, then it makes more sense to, you know, start advertising the brand and building more brand recognition rather than that individual.
Exactly. Because it's going to be very tough. Like, if you're going to start building on a brand, like, somebody has to represent that brand, you know? So, and of course, I do understand, like, a lot of people, they don't want to be in front of the camera. They want to go on millions of podcasts and maybe speak on stages because they don't feel like it. And again, they're running their own kind of business from day to day. And, you know, they're handling tens of headaches, you know, during the day. So, like, I do understand it could be the time is not there. They're just more kind of introverted, even though I don't believe it that people are.
Will? Do you hear that?
He's talking to me.
No, look, one note again on introvert or extrovert. Look, I'm an introvert as well, but I have like over 200 podcasts and I like talk with people on a day-to-day basis. I'm on social media myself. I go in a podcast because for like how you can be an extrovert while you're being an introvert. Look, when I'm talking with you guys, I'm not focusing on myself, the way I look, was my hair good? Like what's happening in the background? Like, I don't care about that. I'm focusing again on being in service, adding value to the people, you know, to the community, giving information, giving the tips, you know, so that happens with people also, you know. So if you take a guy who's a computer geek and you put him in a people who are kind of business oriented, you put him in the middle of the room, he's going to be uncomfortable as, you know, as anybody. But when you put the same guy in a room with other geeks who are computer, like, you know, he will be super comfortable. He'll start blossoming, talking with people. So it depends where you put a person in. So if you're, you know, running this real estate business and you're working it not the first time, I mean, not the first day, it seems like you have some passion towards that. So if you have that passion, what's the problem with you being in front of the camera and representing the company? So that's kind of on, you know, being an introvert part, you know, but it is very important. Like, look, if people were, because people are still asking me a question, should I start a podcast? Should I start a Facebook page? What do you think about that? I'm like, look, podcast and Facebook has been for quite a long time right now. So if you're still asking that question, you're behind and you need to start your podcast right now because you're behind. You need to make up for that time that you've been behind, you know, because look, those platforms will not go away. Do you think like Facebook is going to go away? But imagine if we started Facebook when it started, you know, when there was this crazy organic reach. And now again, people seeing the same like on LinkedIn, on TikTok, which it gives you like free, crazy organic reach, you know. So, but we didn't do that because we looked at those platforms as like, look, I have my phone and I have my like phone book. If people use that email, like, why do I need a Facebook where I can, you know, talk with my friends? That's kind of stupid. But we got used to it. You know, there will be something else that will come. Again, Snapchat was around and it disappeared because Instagram introduced, you know, stories, and that took off like a rocket, you know, and when all people shifted to Instagram. So sometimes the small companies will come up, but, you know, just branding yourself. I mean, branding is a long-term thing. It's a long-term play. Don't think you're going to start a podcast and it's going to be your kind of quick solution. You're going to become a trillionaire in a year, unless you're doing some, you know, unless you have available capital to put in the marketing, which in most of the times it doesn't happen that way, especially for multifamily syndicators. Because when I have these conversations, I'm talking about, you know, 3,000, 4,000 product service. And they're like, can we do something for $500? So, you know, because that means the people, and I do understand the times right now a little bit tough, and we're trying to help a lot of people at the same time because we want them to kind of expand their business during these times, because a lot of people that I seen personally before the COVID are now a little bit quiet. Because again, it's easy to be a big guy when the times are easy, you know, and everything's going great. But when the times get tough, and you see those people on social medias, like either those people understand that you need to use that tough time and to leverage that time, tough time. And because a lot of people will not be using social media at that time and you dominate your space, or unless you have, you know, a lot of capital available and you can expand your own personal presence. But either way, I mean, it's very important, especially during these times. Because look, first of all, people spending all this time at home, which I was doing these presentations, like in my wife's country, we were flying to different country and I met these like $100 million developers. They're from like Russia and China. And I'm like sitting on a table giving them presentation. And these people are looking at me. I said, look, because I wasn't predicting for COVID, like nobody knew that would happen. You know, I don't think even China knew that would happen. Maybe they know, I don't know. Again, we're not going to go there, but, you know, these guys, I said, look, you will need to prepare for what's about to happen. And you know, the recession will happen this year, either this year or next year. And we're talking about building, you know, huge buildings, again, $50 million, $100 million projects where they sell individual or kind of packaged portfolio apartments. And I said, look, you know, in these times, what's going to happen? The consumer who buys these apartments and they kind of focused a lot on, you know, on the local market. I said, you know, the sales are going to drop tremendously. Because everybody talked about that it's going to be the biggest ever recession that we ever faced, you know. So it was like, it's going to be pretty bad by just looking at the statistics and the, you know, how the recessions go. So, And they were, okay, so that makes sense. You know, so some of them started to push in the market efforts, somebody didn't. So, and I'm sure those companies are now in a little bit different positions. So that's exactly what I said before the COVID started, because I was kind of talking about this recession. I said, look, you need to push on your marketing efforts, because again, that will be the differentiating factor. Because while I'm sitting at home, and right now, like COVID maxed, like 10x the entire sitting at home part, right? So people are sitting at home, they're watching TV, but nobody watches TV anymore. Everybody's scrolling on their phones. So if you can capture those people's attention, because that personal attention, again, if you have just look at your family member. Again, I'm not talking about the kids, you know, let's talk about family members. What are they going to use? I mean, probably going to use Facebook, maybe LinkedIn, you know, if they're business professionals, maybe Twitter a little bit. They're definitely going to go to YouTube to watch some stuff. So, I mean, using all these different platforms, and I mean, pushing as much as you personally can, and to capture that attention, because attention is the commodity, you know, especially during these times. So you need to be all over the place, you know. I mean, it's not even like, should I be, you know, I'm not even talking about the podcast, because I know you guys are going to ask me about the podcast, but it's not even that. I mean, people should be all over the place, you know, because people consume different, you know, ways of information. So let's say I'm more auditory, so I'm going to be listening to the podcast. Somebody's more visual, YouTube, blog posts. So we need to give those people, again, and it should be divided in a longer episode, shorter episodes, you know, and should be put out creative, you know, because people like especially at see what the titles, what's happening, people, you know, the titles should be capturing. You know, because we're talking about, and personally, when people ask me, you know, can you kind of, when they start the service with us, they think we're going to solve all these personal problems. They think, oh, so now we're going to build us a brand. I'm like, no, because look, we're going to give you a tremendous leverage of all these different platforms. You're going to be noticed all over the place. Of course, that will equal to, again, raised capital, increased deal flow, all of these good things. But we're not going to build your brand, because building a brand without knowing a clear message, what you're actually up to, like what makes you different, because what everybody else is trying to do, everybody else is just using the cookie cutter approach, which is, again, all these big names that I mentioned before. They're just duplicating what exactly almost pretty much the same, what these other people are doing, you know, the same, which I do understand the business part. You have to duplicate it. You cannot change anything else. I mean, it's all these SEC regulations, tax laws and stuff like that. So look, that's that. I'm talking about branding. People duplicate this exactly the same stuff. And when you look at all these different people, they look pretty much the same. So what's different? Social media, same, returns the same. People, you know, look a little bit different. But everything is pretty much the same. And now these people are going after the same people, you know, in the United States. There's only a few people that I came across personally myself through my own personal podcast on Beating Alpha that are talking about raising capital in Japan, in Europe, and, you know, somewhere different parts of the world. Just a few. Most of those people are after the same, you know, people, which of course we're talking about 300, almost 60 million people. Of course, not all of those people are accredited investors. So when we take all the, you know, data, we pull it together, we're talking about pretty much, you know, going for the same people. Because, you know, there's a lot of syndicators who are, you know, been for quite a while. And now a lot of those are starting out and, you know, every single day. So, you know, so what makes you different? That's the question.
How do you, in a world where everyone's doing the same thing or has the same product, essentially, how do you separate yourself from the pack?
Well, exactly. That's the question that I cannot answer to the people, because look, I'm different from everybody else, you know. So and that's the difference, basically, what I say, what I do, the way everything looks like. There is a different feeling to my stuff, you know, to our stuff than anybody else's stuff. So, and I don't know what that is. I mean, what company value the most, you know, what is important for them, you know, because we are individual as people. Look, the thumbprint, like the fingerprint is unique. DNA is unique. So, and the approach is providing the business and being on social media, because if you provide a business, and again, because when I'm going to take a look at you guys, at least, you know, what Jake and Gina is working on, there is a different feeling to that. When you're going to take a look at, you know, other, let's say, companies go out there. So that's definitely, there is a difference in the social media presence. But I'm trying to give advice for the rest of the people, because a lot of other people, And of course, for you guys, you know, for your personal company, there's always a next level, you know, that you can do and improve things. You know, it's never ending. But, you know, a lot of other people, they're just trying to duplicate and copy. And I mean, it doesn't work because you're a unique individual. You want to copy the existing systems, you know, how they capture the attention, but you want to input again with your own personal kind of vision and, you know, looking and, you know, personal approach. Because everybody's unique. So I cannot answer that question because that's for everybody else to, you know, to decide for themselves.
I think that's like a good piece of it, right? It's you need to have this, like, people invest with you because it's you, right? You, like, Jake and Jane have done very well because they've spent a lot of time not trying to be the private equity group, suiting up, hopping on a podcast. Like, they have and will always be Jake and Gino, right? And so I think starting off with building your brand, you think you need to be like the suit and every day. And like you said, hair perfect, looking great. And it's like, you can, by just telling the world what it is like that you see in your interactions, and just being consistent with it, right? Like you said, yeah. Consistently being everywhere. Cause you don't know if you're that YouTube, like it only takes one time to go necessarily viral, but it's just getting out there, being consistent. And that's when you breed success. Like Joe Rogan 10 years ago did a podcasting when no one knew what it was. And even hearing like Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer talking about their first podcast, they're like, we're huddled in a closet talking into this computer. And now look at Joe Rogan, right? So I think it just continually be you and progressing through that content. And I think too, I think a hurdle everyone has is, well, who wants to listen to me about it? And I think it's that passion comes in of talking about it, right? You don't have to be perfect. Ray Dalio said it in his book, Principles, but people want to hear from thought leaders. So just constantly just putting stuff out there. I mean, don't be a doomsdayer, but, you know, based on what you think and feel and are passionate about, talk about those things every day.
Yeah, exactly. So not being perfect, as you mentioned, you know, just like, you know, suit and you know, and haircut, which again, having a perfect haircut in a COVID times is a little bit difficult. But
I got the hat.
exactly. So, but, you know, yeah, it's just putting the content because you're going to learn a lot. Like we as a company learn a lot by just, you know, providing, you know, services for clients. And it, when we look back on it in the beginning where we started, and it's like, oh, my God, that looked pretty bad. I mean, what we did, and it's not quality because you improve over time. So there will always be these moments when you look back and you think, you know, because that's the evolution. That's how the life works. And, you know, but if you're not going to start, you will not going to be able to improve. That's pretty much it. You know, so the faster you start, the more content you will put out and the more you're going to learn. But again, we come back to the problem of, oh, my God, I don't have the time. And, you know, all of these excuses, which a lot of it is people, you know, like hate it, love it. You know, I love, you know, business coaches. You know, I talk with those a few great had on a podcast. And a lot of it is that is like handling what's in here, you know, especially during the COVID. A lot of people are shifting from, you know, focusing on growing a business because in the good times it's easy. You know, it's like, oh, you just put more wood in the fire kind of, you know, and you just lay back. And now you have to just go and chop the wood. You have to, you know, it's really tough right now, you know, because during these times, there's tremendous attention are coming from social media. A lot of it is negative, and it's really difficult to pierce through all that noise. Because before it was easy. You just make a post, maybe boost it with, you know, Facebook ads, and that's pretty much it. You just, you know, sit back and wait. And now it's really difficult because, you know, of course, it's easier because a lot of people went kind of under. They're quiet now. So there's less competition. But now their competition is the media.
Yeah. Between the pandemic and the U.S. election, that's a lot of chopping you got to get through just to crack that sphere.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific, like, you know, we can ask for ourselves, you know, so we're a commercial real estate company. We take on past investors as well as we're a commercial mortgage brokerage. So we work with owners in finding the best terms in terms of loans for their properties. We post nearly every day on social media. We try and do different forms of content, whether it's the podcast, short clips, articles. So we're implementing a lot of what you're saying, which is good. Is there anything specific, any tricks or any habits we should be using on social media to improve our marketing?
Well, I cannot see personally right now because, I mean, I have not looked at your social media like in depth. So it's quite hard to
see. That's the problem. Get out there more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our fault, right?
Yeah. So I didn't come across your content. I mean, I did came across because we had a conversation with Mike. So like, I think we connected through either Facebook or Instagram. So one of those kind of platforms. But, you know, I definitely seen a few posts when it comes to like Jake and Gino. I came across their Instagram, I think LinkedIn sometimes you kind of see stuff. But, it's just like, I don't know, it's very hard to, again, tell. Because, again, if you're providing the content for that audience, you have to know what your audience's needs are. And you're kind of giving them with your content, you're providing those nuggets and the solutions until they contact you for those kind of for the main product. So I don't know. I need to kind of take a look at that and evaluate a little bit more. And sure, maybe I can send you kind of private message or, you know, jump on a call and I can give you more, ideas and direction of what can be improved. But, a lot of that is, again, it's frequency, because if we don't get kind of the same results, and now before we started recording, we said, look, a lot of people kind of quieting down as well because it's the Christmas coming, like the shopping and everything, you know, crazy stuff. But, you know, it's a lot of that. The metrics definitely will fall because of the pandemic. So you will need to increase the quantity and amounts of the posts. And again, you know, because time's a little bit different now, because again, as I said, we never been through pandemic personal. I've never been through pandemic before in my life. So the way we think and the way we do business and approach business, and especially business owners, like we have to think from their perspective, you know, because those people are think different as well, because we continue to still think the same. I need to do more business, whatever that sounds for us, you know, but for them, it is a little bit, maybe a different approach. You know, they, of course, they want to improve and grow the business, but maybe there's some additional pieces now in their personal businesses that kind of stop them from doing that. So whatever that could be, again, mindset, financial, family, because look, there is a lot of moving pieces in business, as you guys know. So, you know, it is just tackling all the problems that you possibly can through social media. It's hard to say, again, because I need to evaluate and maybe give some more kind of clarity of what could be improved, you know, because I would love
to. But I think that goes back to, because it's not just a business anymore, it goes back to we're people. So because, as you know, Will, even though Will and I work a ton, I'm sure you do too, we're more than just worker bees, right? Like we have interests and golf and all these other different things that I think now more than ever, people are searching that connection, especially during a world where we can't, like you said, handshake and stuff like that. So I think it's building that personal aspect, that multidimensional piece where people resonate, connect with those stories. And then the business comes, right? Like I've seen on social media, it's not like you're selling every day on social media. You're just putting yourself out there to garner that traction and attention and to help people. And then that, once you kind of get them in your room, that's when you can execute the sale.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So people talking about, you know, adding value, just look and be in service. Cause you know, for business owner, what is the business? You're just trying to solve other people's problems. You know, that's pretty much what it is. So if you look from that perspective, how do I solve other people's problems? You're pretty much gonna, you know, start to understand what are you lacking in your social media presence, you know, because now we're looking from our personal perspective, which I do understand where people were selfish sometimes. But look, we are in business. We need to look at other people and say, like, honestly say, okay, how I can help those people. What else am I not seeing? You know, give those people, ask those people a question, you know, get feedback from those people, you know, because sometimes most of the time we're just guessing and thinking, oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, but we don't know, you know, because we're just assuming, oh, it's probably that. How do we know? I mean, you know, asking effective questions is a really, you know, important piece in business too, because like, if you guys know, like running a podcast, like through having personally more than 200 episodes, I understood like you need to ask effective questions, because if you want to provide service value for the end user, which is the listener, you need to squeeze as much as you can from that conversation. So, and how do you do that? You focus on those people, you know? So it's pretty much the same here with the content. You have to focus on end user and kind of figure out where they are currently. And of course that involves kind of due diligence, kind of, you know, talking with them. It's either running, let's say, some sort of a, you know, ads, it could be ads or just posting on social media and asking specific questions about whatever, you know, that's, let's say, providing lending or again, about investing. You know, there's multiple things that you can do by just asking questions about how many people ask questions. They just, you know, bombard the other people with ads and, you know, oh, go, you know, get involved with this. I just close the deal. Like some people don't even care about that anymore. You know, they're just low.
Yeah, one of our teammates always says, basically always think of the listener and how you can add value to them. Like what are they getting out of listening to the podcast? And it's so important to think that way rather than try and boost your own ego. It's the people that are listening to the podcast, or the people that are seeing your content. What are they getting out of it? Because that's how you really can provide effective content.
Yeah. And it has to be, look, and at the end of the day, it has to be entertaining at least a little bit. Because look, we were talking about
that's like the baseline, right? That's just to get into the door, is like to be there and be entertaining and add value.
Well, but in the door, I mean, you know, because definitely look, because if you're going to take a look at the biggest brands, like what will be like, you know, people talking about Grant Cardone. Again, if you just follow the guy, because I don't follow the guy personally, but if you just look at him again from marketing perspective, because he's a great marketer. You know, he's like people, I saw the debate. He's a salesman in marketing. He's definitely in marketing. You know, he's a marketing guy and he puts out again, all this different approach, you know, again, he's combined sales and marketing together, which is super powerful. You know, that's what a lot of people should do as well. But I do understand some of the people that coming from kind of corporate again, because everybody's different. And I'm talking again, a lot of it is mindset and a lot of people, because now we have the time to kind of think about what we want to do in the future. And a lot of that could be spent on improving ourselves. And I'm not talking about become a clown and go and, you know, make, you know, like it's a business. It's a serious thing.
So you're not
buying
a jet in the next couple of weeks for Christmas?
Yeah, that's unless you can and it makes sense, you know, but, you know, so, but you have to make it entertaining because at the end of the day, look, YouTube, what is YouTube? YouTube is a TV, you know, and people come in here, like majority of the people, even they're accredited, sophisticated, they still watch Netflix. They still go and watch the comedy or drama or all of that, all of those pieces in their spare time because they are people. So look, and you need to be appealing to those people. If you're going to talk about numbers all the time and ROIs and cash on cash and, you know, the, you know, equity multiple, like people will get bored. It's like, man, well, you know, like you lost me.
Another spreadsheet that you have to watch over and over.
Exactly.
And over.
It's just like, oh, I've seen those people, you know, many times before. You know,
yeah, so the content needs to be entertaining, provide value, consistent, and different forms of it. I think those are four powerful things you've said. So,
can I give you a tip about the podcast though? Because that's the biggest piece. Because I've been on a podcast actually a couple of days ago and I talked about it too. So, I think it's very important again for new multifamily syndicators or the companies who's established. Again, when it comes to rebranding, it could be a good option for some companies because I've seen some people, I'd say, who have, you know, podcast, again, with the name syndication in it or real estate in it. Bad idea because it's good in the beginning time, you know, because look, unless, again, you're Grant Cardone and you have the platform, the capital, the leverage, and you have, you know, your name is in, he's the brand, you know. It doesn't care what you're going to name it. Real estate investing made simple or whatever you want to name it, you know, capital, something. That's fine. It works for him. But if you're a beginner, you know, if you're looking to build your personal business, because I rebranded like before Beating Alpha, there was two different names before that. So that doesn't matter because people get fixated on that. They get stuck on that. Oh, what should I call my? Don't matter. Like it's all in you, in the people, in the content, in the, you know, the way you say things and the way you tell the story, that's what's important. But then the second piece is having people on the podcast. Again, if you want to leverage, if you're a beginner syndicator, and if you want to leverage kind of draft a little bit on people who are already have huge companies, again, like Jake and Gino, billion-dollar companies who are, again, established in multifamily worlds. That's fine. Maybe you want to have a few of those people and have them on a podcast that will give you leverage as well. And people would say, okay, so this person is with those people. So, you know, he's more likable and trustable that way. So that piece is kind of, you know, easy to understand, right? But when we're talking about growing your personal podcast, the biggest mistake that I've seen so far is for what reason other people in multifamily space, let's say they're multifamily syndicators, if they're going to go on their personal channels, all you're going to see, like the 80%+ is going to be other multifamily investors. So my question is, why? Because you're looking to talk, I think, with passive investors. So look, if I'm providing social media service for real estate and, you know, investors, developers, you know, property managers, I want to talk with these people on my podcast. Of course, I want to provide the value for the end listener, because with Beating Alpha is all about having these different people. And again, there's stock trading, hedge funds, and all these different people, because I want to give a diversified approach in making that decision where to invest and maybe where to start invest. But personally, I want to talk with these people because real estate is for my personal passion. So again, I'm looking to pick their brain, but I'm talking maybe with potential client, or maybe with somebody that I can build long-term relationship as kind of on a personal level, or maybe somebody that I can become a business partner with. So again, you know, I'm using podcasts not just kind of put a check mark and say, oh, I did a podcast, because that's kind of stupid, you know? Like, I'm not looking to waste my time just to do the podcast and look at me have 1,000 episodes and nothing came from that. It's a little bit stupid. I mean, and that's what people should take an approach instead of going after the real estate, other syndicators and, oh, welcome to the show. He's a brand new syndicator who's starting. That's fine. Let other people do that, because there will be other people who will continue to do that. But why not you go after the business owners? Because you need those people to invest in your deals. And look, there is a lot of young business owners. So your can show could be fixated, let's say, on business. And you can bring on people from any industry that you want, sports, let's say, you know, business, multi-level network, your marketing, some type of, I don't know, law, could be anything. Look, there's all these people lined up and nobody's just talking with them. You know, so it's pretty crazy, like, for me to think that, you know, those people are talking with those people, because the amount of opportunities is when you talk with the people. I mean, from having just like this conversation, it is pretty incredible. Because look, I would ask on a podcast, like, hey, look, what you guys are working on currently, can I add any value, like, for you? Can do you want us to jump on a call? Because it's going to be free. Like, I'll give you anything. You just pick my brain. I'll give you all that I know. And if you like, you know, you just take everything from there. If you want to do something with us and it makes sense and you can trust us, you know, I'm happy to help you.
And I think that's important too. It's not just a multifamily podcast, right? It's a multifamily podcast with this twist, right? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that I need to do, like you said, check the box to do a podcast. Oh, people need to hear me talk about real estate, but real estate plus something different equals your podcast, right? So that's how you stand out, is by being different. Like, if you have like a, you know, real estate plus Joe Rogan, like, no one's talked Joe Rogan, he might have in the 10 years, but you know what I mean? It's allowing yourself to differentiate yourself, or just in generic investing plus athletes, right? It adds a different flavor to it that isn't the, well, I found a deal, guys, and everything worked out. We high-fived as we were on a cruise to retirement and financial freedom.
That's exactly, Mike. Because again, we're coming back to the point of people using cookie cutter approach. And again, like, I do understand a lot of those people that we look after, they're big brands and we want to do the same. So we thinking that doing in exactly the same what they do is going to give us the exactly the same, you know, like, results. Yeah. Which it will not, because again, we're talking about those people, they're creating those businesses quite a long time ago. And now we're talking about, you know, increased number of competition personally, let's say, if we're talking about multifamily, you know, syndicators. And that, look, nothing is the same. Everything is changing constantly. That's how the life works. If we're going to go to the same place somewhere in the forest, you're going to see the trees are bigger. There's more, like, everything is more. So nothing stays the same. So it's same with the social media. I mean, the approaches is always changing. There's new platforms, there's new strategies, everything's new. But people, like when they started to do the same with the podcast, they continue to do the same. So look, it's not for up to people to decide if they want to do that. Again, that's the approach that I'm taking. And podcast was like the best, greatest, you know, thing for me personally as a business owner to make, again, those relationships, to create more business. So, you know. So I'm just talking from a personal perspective, but I don't see a lot of people, you know, using that approach because, again, they're just using, as I mentioned, just to count the heads, which, again, it's good. You want to have the presence, but look, you have to be serious about the business because now it's not the time to kind of mess, you know, oh, I'm just going to have some fun. And like, it's really tough time for a lot of people right now. Like, it's really tough. So we have to look at every opportunities that we possibly can, you know, squeeze from everything. Because look, if you believe in your business, if you believe in your business model, if in your service, in your product, what you're offering, why you should be scared to ask people at the end of the podcast, hey, listen, what do you think about this? Like, unless you're, if you're scared to, you know, to ask about that, you know, again, go back to the business plan, reevaluate and ask yourself, why am I scared to ask those questions? And look for something, because you shouldn't be scared.
Absolutely. So, at the end of every podcast, we like to ask our guest a pro tip. But before we do that, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
Is your money working as hard as you are? At RAM Partners, we partner with hardworking investors who are seeking true passive income through multifamily real estate. Partnering with RAM means transparent communication with our webinars, monthly statements, and newsletters. For more information, visit rampartners.com to register for our investor portal and to set up a call with our team. And we're back. So provided a ton of value and we're super, I got the wheels spinning already and I got the whiteboard behind me. So I know after this episode, I'm going to be brainstorming a bunch of stuff, but what is your investor pro tip that you can leave our listeners with?
Oh, investor pro tip. I mean, there are so many different tips, but it's just...
First one that comes to your mind, because it doesn't have to be about investing. Yeah. It doesn't have to be about just the one pro tip.
Yeah, just go do it. You know, it's pretty like, I'm going to keep it to the basics. Just go do it. You know, stop thinking about it. Stop, you know, adding stuff. Because look, success is easy. I mean, success is pretty simple when we take all the noise and we put all the, you know, pieces that we put out and we make things complicated, it's pretty easy. So I'm sure you, if you're watching or listening to this, you can figure things out. And again, you probably understood that it's fairly easy and, you know, you can do a lot just by yourself on, you know, if you want to expand, of course, at some point you need to scale and grow the business. So you need to hire somebody, an assistant that can help you out, get your spouse, get the partner, anybody, but get involved with it and be confident in what you do, you know? So, but don't make things complicated. You know, everything is easy.
Just do it and do it with confidence and some swagger behind it.
Exactly.
I like it. So, Martinez, if anyone had questions or wanted to reach out to you directly and learn more about Beating Alpha, what would be the best way to do so?
Sure. So they can go to the website, that's beatingalphamedia.com, or they can contact me personally. I'm always available on Facebook and LinkedIn, Twitter, basically all over the place. So if you just Google Martina Sferotovas, if you cannot find me, don't even talk with me because I'm doing a poor job. So
that's awesome. Thank you so much for being on, Martinez. It was just, you know, ton of value. And I think it's just going into 2021. I know marketing was a big piece of our goal and, you know, always learn a lot. So I appreciate everything that you've done. So to our listeners, find him. He's got to go on YouTube if you can't find him through the podcast, but we'll have your contact in the show notes. But if you have questions for us, please reach out to us at info@randcre.com. Until then, we'll see you next week.